Lamar.
For 8 years, Airbnb has stricter residency guidelines than our country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming. Here's
a bunch of crap
that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the
true excitement of a large squirrel,
which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's something happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the
bunch of crap
through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of
bunch of crap
like this are on the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one
insane
reason. Others say it's because of some other
insane
reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about
throne of lies
like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer.
Absolutely, Glenn. This
insane
throne of lies.
It has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid a
bunch of crap
happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this
glass case of emotion
story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
I'm just something guy.
When we return, we'll look at live footage of a car chase taken from a helicopter and free associate about what's going on.
You know, that is so real.
Mm-hmm.
Taken directly from our news here in Utah. Nah, just teasing. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How real is that?
It reminded me of Saturday Night Live's Jane, you ignorant.
That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Anyway, welcome to the show. We will take your calls in this hour, 888-673-1450, whatever's on your mind. And I can't imagine a more truthful, honestly, a more truthful commentary than that. That's literally what we tune in for. Do you remember the days when we used to tune in for what we thought was news and you just got your local newscast? It used to
yeah.
be, it wasn't, well, there was, I think there was a time in history, probably before I was born, where it wasn't wrought with emotion, but it was just an opinion, but it was, or slant, but it was just news. You just got the news. This is what happened. Blankety, blankety, blank. This is what happened. I'm sure there was a time.
There was. It was prior to 60 Minutes.
Ah.
60 Minutes was the first news magazine.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Yes. It was like Time Magazine coming to life.
Uh-huh.
And their particular slant has always been interesting. Now, they like to, I think actually a lot of people think they're just getting, you know, both sides of the story. With 60 Minutes, you're not going to get that. But but they present it pretty well. They present it as such. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. And then the news magazines. And then, of course, now we have 24/7 news, which, like the like that funny broadcast said, you know, we've got to fill time. How do we fill time? Here's footage of Congress. You don't know what they're doing, but here's footage of Congress. Next, we're going to show a helicopter. Next, we're going to show a graphic. And it's that over and over again. Anyway, welcome to the show. You can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com, and I welcome you to do that. Make sure that you get over to defendingutah.org and check out their latest articles, because I'm telling you, they're good, and you'll love it. There's so many things there to peruse and to understand what's really truly going on in Utah. Let me start here. We voted on a tax, right?
I thought we voted in 2016.
No. Did we vote no?
We voted
I'm pretty
no.
sure we voted no. The people.
The people. The people.
We the people. I don't know if we matter anymore, but we the people voted no.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out that Washington County adopted a 0.25% sales tax for road transit funding. How does that work exactly when we vote no?
Well, here's what happens. We voted no.
Uh-huh.
Then the state of Utah said, oh, they voted no. Let's change the law.
Plan B.
Yeah. Okay. So we changed the law so they can't vote no and give the power back to the county.
Ah, okay.
See,
I was wondering
how
that got wrangled because it's always of interest to me. So Commissioner Dean Cox said prior to the vote, the public road infrastructure is the most valuable and expensive asset the county has. Now, he's half right. It is one of the most expensive assets we have. Most valuable? I think there's a lot of discussion that could be had about that. Public road infrastructure. I mean, yes, it's extremely valuable. Do they need to do what they're doing? Do they need to keep raising taxes? Where's the money actually going, I guess? Yes, it is valuable. But I think in putting it to that kind of value, does that mean then that you can trump what the voters put out there and said no to a new tax and make it the new law?
Actually, we said no to a couple of taxes. They asked for an increase in sales tax.
Okay.
We said no to that. They also asked for an increase to the gasoline tax, which we said no to, which is where the money for road infrastructure is supposed to come from.
Right.
But we said no to that one, too. So they just did
so
it
we're
anyway.
Voting for nothing. Okay. I just want to make it clear. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Did you hear... Earlier today, they had on the radio that they were going to have a new, I don't know whether they call it a policy or whatever. It was on the radio news, and they said that they're going to charge owners of, or they're going to collect from owners of electric vehicles. They didn't even, I don't think they said what amount, but they said they're going to charge them per mile for what they go in these electric vehicles, and they said it's going to be a voluntary program.
Hmm.
Does that sound crazy?
Yeah.
Did anybody else hear that? It just blew my mind.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Thank you so much. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. A voluntary taxation, I guess.
On electric vehicles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
All right. Looks like we have some more homework to do. You know, I can't keep up. That's the point. It's hard to keep up with what's going on here and the wrangling of these things. Just for a moment, I just want to go back to this piece because we opened this up for discussion. But 888-673-1450. So here's the reasons Cox gave. For the increasing population and tourism in the county has taken a toll on county roads. Well, isn't tourism paying for that? We have tourism taxes. That stayed. Remember?
Well, yeah, but when the tourists come and spend money, they're going to be paying this tax, too.
Oh, okay. And then funds allocated from the state gas tax haven't kept up with maintenance needs.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. You know, I just want to make a valid point to you guys as well, not just with the road construction, but rumor has it that they are planning to shut down the St. George Airport here in the next couple months to redo all of the paving because of the lack of inspection on the clay. As a concrete finisher, if I don't call my inspections in the day that I'm going to pour a driveway or anything like that, I'm out of work for the next 2 or 3 days. But here goes the city and federal workers stretching our tax dollars out and just spending them willy-nilly.
I totally get you. And they already did that. They closed it down. They're working on it. We get updates. I think they've been on the task for about 3 weeks now. And, most people do have to say when there's blue clay and this could present a problem for a runway, yes. And paving, yes. And I totally agree with you. And it's kind of interesting that...
It's kind of silly, though, considering I know that for a fact everybody's supposed to get all these inspections from our companies like GTS and AGEC, and apparently it's only important for residential guys like myself, but for these big jobs, it's cool.
I totally get it. Just the little
thanks,
people.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Just the little people.
Yep.
You little people need to report problems. The cities? Not so much. The counties? Nope. Yeah, seems unfair, doesn't it? So they're saying that the funds allocated from the state gas tax haven't kept up with maintenance needs. They should have just went on to quote, geez, we really wish you would have done this. But you didn't. So the quarter percent sales tax, they said, is not only as a way to provide much needed funding for road infrastructure maintenance, but also funding the county plans to put toward a St. George to Springdale transit route. Oh, there we go. Public transportation that doesn't work and is unnecessary. And they've proven all over the country that that it's a losing battle with public transportation because people, and we did a whole show on this, because people aren't using public transportation as much anymore. So it's a losing commodity for a county. But of course, the county had a plan, and the county, you can't get in the way of a good county plan. Isn't that right? So,
well, I'm comforted by the fact that UDOT is investing $15 million into the implementation of this transit route to Springdale. Because, you know, UDOT money comes from that grove of trees that the money grows on. So that's not considered tax money.
Right. Well, you know what? For $50, I will offer to drive people to Springdale myself. You don't even need $15 million to explore the route. Because I know $15 million is just for studying it, like looking at it, and then driving down the road and getting out and looking at it some more, and then getting out and then looking at it some more. I'll even do it for $100 if they want to pay me. I will be just fine in doing that. And I'll let them know whether it's a bust or not. They don't even have to spend $15 million to do it. Yeah.
I like the words they use, Kate.
What's up?
It is anticipated to potentially serve as the future backbone of a countywide transit system.
So a good plan. Don't stand in the way of their solid good plans that they have as far as the future backbone of a countywide transit system?
The anticipated potentiality of the future backbone.
Man, you getting tired of this stuff? Swear. I just love how they put it out there. It's kind of like recycling. Gee, we sure hope we don't have to hire a company that charges you more for an irrelevant, stupid program that doesn't do anything or have really little impact on us. Guess we might have to. I just wonder when we get tired of this kind of shenanigans. There has to be a point, a breaking point. There has to be. But, you know, the naysayer will say, but Kate, it's only a blankety blank percent.
Yeah,
don't worry about
tiny.
It. We need our public transportation because those three people that use it, they need it. Okay. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
To the Kate Daly Show. Glad to take your calls in this hour, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. And we actually will take a caller. We're talking about how this gas tax just sailed through because of a county plan that they had, and the voters didn't really actually do what they wanted them to do. So they just went ahead and did it anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Is that me?
Yep, you're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, Kate, this is James, Garage Doors Only guy here in St.
Awesome.
George.
Awesome. How are you?
The mayor. Hey, good. The mayor was on this morning, and he talked about this tax. Somebody called him out, and he said, well, the numbers, the voting record actually shows that Washington County, between St. George City, Ivins, Santa Clara, and one other city he listed, said that they actually voted for the tax. That's why he feels so good about doing it.
Oh my gosh.
No, literally. Yeah. He broke down the numbers, and he said that's exactly why he feels good about it.
Wow.
And then he also, somebody called him out about this deal going out to Zion National Park out to Springdale. To me, if you look at it from a capitalist point of view, if there was a demand for rides from St. George to there, somebody would start a business, i.e. St. George Shuttle, or one of these guys would do that. And they'd make money at it, and it would be profitable. Why would we subsidize something so crazy? I don't get it.
Amen. amen to just exactly everything that you said. Thank you. Thank you for that. And you know what? You're exactly right. You're exactly right. There is no one clamoring to do it. Just like when they stopped the route to LA for the airport. It wasn't working. Exactly. It wasn't profitable. What do? We rush in with half a mil. Yeah. Oh, thank you for saying that. Yep. Thank you. I love the rap tax. Yeah.
What a joke.
Yeah. Completely. He said
he literally was in a hearing yesterday at the courthouse at Salt Lake City, asking them to define where and when he can spend tax dollars legally. They're looking for ways to spend the money, but they're asking for more. I don't get it.
Jeez Louise. Thank you. Thanks for the update.
You bet. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much. Let me take the next caller. The madness. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So this comment isn't related to the tax.
Okay.
But, you know, when you look at the growth, so I was peripherally involved with the Fife County Association of Governments back in the early 2000s when, you know, the bus first got established.
Sure, sure.
You know, our population was, what, around, you know, 90,000, you know, back then.
Right.
So from then until, you know, and the bus, it was just a little shuttle bus. I mean, it wasn't, you know, nice as we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've added like 70,000 people since then.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back to, you know, I'm from St. George. Mm-hmm. There's like 14,000 people when I was born, you know, 50,000 when I graduated high school. We're growing. Mm-hmm. And I know I do agree. Hey, there should be a private private market solution to these things. But look, the people have been coming and they're going to keep coming. And so it's just a fact. You know, you look at these projections, you know, 200,000, 300,000, you know, 500,000 people, you know, projected growth for the county. But
every time the five counties
look at how.
Go ahead.
You know, we do have to look at, I mean, the reality is. We are growing. We're going to continue to grow. And when you look at issues like where's the water going to come from, the pipeline, you know, the county and our city governments, you know, sometimes forcing these things, you know, when they shouldn't. But it's just the reality is it's coming and somebody's got to do something. And, you know, maybe it's a private solution. Maybe people need to just, hey, if there's a need.
Whoop. Did you go somewhere?
Lost them.
Caller. Okay.
Well,
I don't know what happened, but
I'm
going to respectfully disagree as well on every point. We lost the call. So I'm going to so disagree. Growth, okay, doesn't mean that you lose the liberty of us as a people, or that you suddenly lose capitalism to government control and the plundering of tax dollars. Okay, so growth, that doesn't equate. There's no equation. In fact, you can't even say but after the sentence of somebody should do that privately. There's no but after that. Yes, that's exactly. It doesn't matter how many people, 15,000, 100,000 people, doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought growth meant all the new people you had to provide transportation for.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Oh,
sorry,
there you go.
I'm back.
Okay.
The call did
so,
drop. Sorry about that.
We're respectfully disagreeing.
I agree with what you just said. I'm not advocating for the government to do this in an inappropriate way. All I'm saying is the growth is going
to
come.
But that has nothing to do with it, though.
You know,
what I'm saying is,
you know, and I, you know, I've lived through this history. You know, I can go back to when, you know, our population was half the size it was. I mean, it's going to happen, period.
Okay.
We can't stop it. So what we need to do is, you know, we the people fight the government, right? Keep them in check. But then also, you know, as the public, well, what solutions do we have to get ahead of it? You know, and I agree. I mean, I'm not for big government, but I'm just saying the growth is going to happen. And, you know, we have a responsibility to keep the government in check to make sure that they aren't, you know, abusing their power. But also, you know, we need to be pushing for the free market, you know, private solutions also. Because if we don't, then the government's just going to do it anyway. So it's not an easy solution. But yeah, I'm not advocating for the government.
Okay.
You know, with that.
All right. Well, I'll take you
but
off there.
We don't. Mm-hmm. But if we don't, they are.
Okay.
They're doing it regardless.
And that's the point. They're using authority that they don't have.
They can't just do it because capitalism doesn't.
Or because we don't understand growth. Actually, it has nothing to do with the growth and all the things that we've talked about on the show. It doesn't matter the population. And I know they're selling that for the water controversy. But when it comes to, let's say, the public transportation, that doesn't matter. They're never supposed to plunder, which means steal tax dollars, to pay for something that is government-controlled. We, as people, like the caller before him said, if there was a need, somebody would capitalize on it. They haven't. So it doesn't even matter if that person's hauling 15 people or one person. If somebody does that business, that's in their court. It's never the government's authority ever to step in when they think that the taxpayers aren't making the right decisions for their planned growth. Step two or point two would be that I have looked at five counties. I have looked at all the numbers they projected. They've never, ever projected right. We have always fallen short of their projections. And honestly, the numbers don't even matter.
And the other thing is that government always fakes the need.
Mm-hmm.
Who says there's a need for a route to Zion?
There isn't.
Government says it. Nobody else.
No one's telling them to spend $15 million, either UDOT, to even explore it, because we already know somebody would have capitalized on it if it was worthy of making some cash. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Well, that one caller, in a way, when he talked about growth and everything,
mm-hmm.
in a way, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at the kind of people that are moving in here.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming from the Soviet Socialist Republic of California, the Communist
yeah.
Republic of
right.
Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving in from these places, and they bring that mentality with them, which is interesting. They're fleeing it because they're sick of all of the government.
Mm-hmm.
They're sick of the high taxes and the crime. But yet they come here, and then all they complain about is this isn't like the area they left.
Yeah.
And they demand and demand and demand. I mean, you don't think that's why we're getting all this green this and green that and electric bicycles
mm-hmm.
and scooters, and
mm-hmm.
now they want a transit system?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. seriously, you know, and at the same time, the guy's right. We've got to keep the politicians in check, because these, again, these are the same people, government agencies, Washington County Water Conservancy District,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the commercials we hear, and I'm probably sounding like a broken record,
mm-hmm.
but they tell us, don't you dare run the sink when you brush your teeth. Don't you dare take a shower for too long. Don't you dare plant this. Don't plant grass. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? You hear all of the excitement and glory that they just opened up another 1,100 home subdivision
yeah.
somewhere. But we don't have the water.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the water for you to brush your teeth, Kate.
Right, right. It's
nobody,
regulation.
Don't you dare
mm-hmm.
water your lawn, because we don't have the water.
Mm-hmm.
But then another 1,100 homes here, 500
right.
over there, 700 over here, and on and on and on.
Low-income housing. Yes, I totally get it. And, yeah, and they won't look at the other options that are right underfoot, which drive me insane, too. So, yeah, we have a big problem. We have a big
yes,
problem. Thank you for that.
I love the irony of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We have to conserve water. By the way, we
the
just issued another 2,000 building permits.
Oh, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I think one of the problems, a lot of people don't know this basic truth,
mm-hmm.
that the cost of growth is factored into almost every tax.
Yep.
As the public transportation
that was my point
costs
three.
Go, mm-hmm. or as the people using the highways goes
mm-hmm.
up,
yep.
the revenue from taxes, gas tax goes up. When people move into the area, property
mm-hmm.
tax revenue goes up.
Yeah.
So all the this idea that you have to have higher taxes to pay for growth is bogus,
mm-hmm.
because the taxes factor in that growth already.
Yes. Thank you. Yep, absolutely.
And a lot of people don't know that
yeah.
or realize that, so we don't need new taxes.
Yeah. We never even got rid of the Olympics tax from 2002. Once a tax implements, it doesn't go anywhere. We are taxed to the hilt. And that was actually my point three. Thank you for that. Yeah, exactly right. And we're not accepting government light because the people might not make the right choice. Then who owns who?
Yeah.
Who owns who? are we the slave to the people in office right now? So if we don't make the right choice in their estimation, we have a mayor sitting on radio telling everybody that, well, yeah, it wasn't passed, but a couple of cities liked it. Yeah. So therefore, I feel super good about it. No, the people said no. We said no. And we don't want to be taxed. Yet everybody parades around as a conservative saying that we're not okay with this taxation. That's how they get into their office. And then they do stuff like that. So I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what to say about it anymore. I feel like I'm a broken record. It's the looting of the county, and we're not seeing it, I guess. I just, it's so frustrating.
In all fairness to the mayor's remark, though, about a couple of cities liked it.
Yeah.
This morning I was at Walmart, and I had to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I did a little survey. And 3 out of 5 guys at the urinal said they agreed, too, with the mayor. So,
thank you for that TMI piece of information. Thank you. So I just wanted to... If we don't start calling them out on this, they have plans, okay? And the people better not get in the way of their plans. And like I said, and we said a couple of weeks ago, they want $15 million for a new building. Instead of limiting government, what they want to do is fill out a bigger building to the tune of $15 million. That is insane. And I don't... If that doesn't speak volumes about the government we have in right now, I don't know what does. We voted in these county commissioners who are all in sync. They're all on board the county plan. And if you, citizen, get in the way of their plan, they don't really care. They will do it anyway. And that's their message to you. Boy, I could actually make them a new election poster for the next round. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
InfoWest is...
Listen to the propaganda, listen to the latest fanta. There's nothing under heaven she wouldn't understand. Pump it up.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Listen to the propaganda. Welcome back, 888-673-1450. Happy to have you listening, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but this stuff's daily, and I don't know what else to do other than point it out, and the ridiculousness and the blatant criminality of it, because they're taking money from the citizens and deciding for us what we're going to do. There's a final input round on the master planning for 10 years. They have a 10-year plan for trails and arts and leisure, and they would really like to know how the government should control your quality of life through the arts and trails and leisure components that they have actually no authority to do, but that's okay. They would like to know how you would like that planned for you. And then if you don't make the right decision, they're going to do it anyway. But they call it final input round, but they're actually really just doing all the planning for the citizens here. Hi, and that's isn't that now? That's now.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Hi there.
Hi.
Since you're talking about taxes, and I live in one of the most taxed states in New Jersey, that's a business for these people. There's 4 ways they suck us dry. They get you by a gas tax. They actually tax your utilities, too, like your Comcast, your electric,
right.
Everything from your gas to every little thing. There's these little surcharges that they stick in there, and the state sucks a couple pennies out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, tolls. We have a lot of toll roads in New Jersey, tons of them.
Sure.
Bridges that have made billions of dollars and are rusty. And then, of course, the biggest suck of all is the property taxes.
Right.
And what they do, like in New Jersey, what happened, where they got us on a big gas tax, our gas prices went up 32 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but we had one of the lowest priced gas per gallon in the country for a long time. And what they did was they stole the money for the roads to pay the pensions for the state workers. So they ran out of money, and they gave us a deadline. It says, oh, by August, we're not going to fix your potholes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and your roads are going to fall apart. So what we're going to do is we're going to raise the taxes on the gas, and all those people that take the New Jersey Turnpike are going to pay for our roads. And people just sat there and said, that's a great idea. I'm like, well, so what do we do? Go somewhere else, get gas? I mean, people fall for this stuff.
I know.
It's insane.
They fall for government light.
My property taxes are probably double what yours are. Mm-hmm. I'll guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
I called one time before and told you, and Uncle Milty almost fell over when I told him how much I pay in property taxes.
It's insane.
The reason I made the call was you guys kind of like come right after us. So mm-hmm. just beware, Utah. It will eventually, they learn from other states.
Yep.
And they slowly implement it in other states.
I agree.
And it's happening.
Yep. And they don't really care what the citizens care about.
No, they
really
don't. No, in fact, mm-hmm. my town I live in, we voted down taxes 3 times for school taxes.
Uh-huh.
They said, well, after the third time, we can just go and have a board meeting and pass it. And they did.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll just do it anyway. They'll drum up a reason, and then we just have to go along unless we're going to stand up to it and get them out of office, which all of them should be tossed out. There's absolutely no reason to keep any of them. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're weighing in on this because what you're saying is we're turning into New Jersey without realizing it, and we better hold them to the standard now, at the very least, than wait, because waiting only gets you, New Jersey.
Yeah,
right?
It was. I'm hearing it. Everything you guys are talking about, I'm like, oh, we have it already.
Yep. That was you 10 years ago. Yeah. Jeez Louise. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. I love his calls.
They keep lying.
Mm-hmm.
See, and when I say lie, I mean the way they word things are intentionally designed to manipulate you. Okay, for example, in this mm-hmm. article, nearly all of the respondents to the surveys, 98%, also feel parks and recreational opportunities are important to mm-hmm. their quality of life.
Right.
But then further down in the article, it says only around 12% of the population actually responded. So in one place, they make it sound like 98% mm-hmm. of the people want this.
Yeah.
But really, it's only 98% of the 12% that responded want it.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. You're so right. And I think it's tragic that we, the people, aren't, I think, more aware or don't want to be aware that they are bulldozing their plans through, that they are making all your decisions. You don't have any input at all. And if you voted all of them in because they said they were conservative, well, I don't know how else to put it out there that they're anything but conservative. Are you kidding? They've handed land ownership over to the government. They have made strides in doing so. They bend over backwards to do it. That's why we have turtle reserves for a turtle that wasn't even from here. We are doing recycling programs that they will not cancel or get rid of because they think, or I guess they don't have Google. We should probably make sure they know where Google is, because all they have to do is do some homework and they'll find out that cities across the United States are canceling recycling programs. They don't have the impact that they were hailed to have. And secondly, nobody's buying the stuff anymore. And what are we doing? We're sitting around going, well, it's good for the environment. No, actually, it has very little impact, and they're going to raise cost on that. And when you were talking about lying, they do so manipulatively, and how they do it is, man, we're going to have to charge more for the next company coming in. We want to keep it because we want to pat ourselves on the back for being, environmentally sound. And here's the deal. I saw a comment that said, I like doing it. Okay, it's nice that you have a happy feeling. I mean, I'm so grateful that you have a happy feeling doing it. It still doesn't do anything. I mean, that's where people are at is, but I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that trumps reason, logic. I don't know. Anyway, these cities, they'll just do what they want to do. People could say, cancel it. You could have 50 calls today. Will they do it, Uncle Milty?
No.
Will they cancel? Nope. And so here we are. They'll say we have a final round input on 10 years worth of parks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Why are we going 10 years in advance like that? Why is it 10 years in advance?
Somebody in government has a crystal ball. and they look into
right.
it.
Yeah, 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 to maintain that kind of control. And I'm going to venture to guess, just put this out there, that back in the 40s, we actually didn't do that. We actually didn't project 10 years out.
What are we going to do this year?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And I'm going to venture to guess that you had a lot more say. And for some reason, our local government thinks that you just think they're nice guys. And they also think that you're just going to ignore because you just think that they're awfully nice guys, which they are. They're really nice. That they're just going to be in your best interest and do what you want and make sure that you're not taxed. But that isn't the deal that's going on. So,
well, it's like this.
What's up?
40 years ago, mm-hmm. if they wanted to build a little park in town,
right?
They said, hey, we're thinking about building a park over at 700 South and 400 East.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cost this many dollars. What do you think about that? And the people say, no, that's too expensive. We don't need that park. And it mm-hmm. didn't get done.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say, we want to spend $80 billion over the next 30 years on parks and recreation. How do you feel about that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to spend it on? We don't know yet.
Yeah. We'll make that decision when we come to it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I just want to share with you, last night I was at Sun River.
Uh-huh.
And they had to meet the candidates, and one of the council people who's not running
mm-hmm.
just got back from Germany. Because they can cube these recycles for like charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And my thoughts were, oh, so now we're going to grow more government, become in the chipping business of
right.
fuel suppliers.
Right.
And I was
Jeez.
Just, these were the thoughts. And there were
mm-hmm.
a few people calling them out on the recycle program.
Right.
And I do appreciate your input on that because... My wife has pushed me to do that, and I said, I'll bet if you follow him, it goes right to the landfill.
Yep, that's exactly where it goes.
And I'm glad that we've exposed that.
Yes.
It is a Philly good thing, but it's ridiculous. And so now they're embarrassed about it, so why aren't they stockpiling it if that was their plan?
Mm-hmm.
And China is not the only resource, and if
mm-hmm.
we don't find a market for it, then we bury it.
Yeah, we should have already buried
it.
They should return everybody's money if it was ethical. So, because it has
Absolutely.
Gone into the landfill. Yeah, exactly. So,
we were good stewards. The only recycling we did when I was a kid was
uh-huh.
we saved newspapers
mm-hmm.
for our Boy Scout trips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have a big drive to save newspapers, but
sure.
now we're all online anyway. So
yeah, yeah. It's it really doesn't have the impact people think it does. And there's lots of homework they could be doing, but for some reason they haven't, they don't know that the internet exists because they haven't even tried. So, I so appreciate
that.
They
manipulate
that.
Us in
yeah.
their words. And,
yeah.
You guys are right on with that. And they soften it up. And truly, what's the duty of our council?
Yep.
You know?
We all,
Besides
we need
our
people.
Emergency services, protect our private property rights. That
mm-hmm.
just, oh, and then one more thought, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to the airport deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since we build it to feds' specs, the feds are going to pay for it. And I thought, well, don't people pay federal income tax? Doesn't
yeah.
that come from
no,
us?
No, it comes from the golden trough of money that the feds invented.
I got to find me one of those trees.
I know. I want one. Yeah, that's usually
well, appreciate
the excuse.
It. Keep up the fight, Kate.
Thank
don't
you.
Let them get you down. Cause
appreciate it. Thanks.
There are some people out there who care.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
The caller made a really important point. He
mm-hmm.
said, you know, when I was a kid, we
mm-hmm.
recycled newspapers.
Right.
When I was a kid, we recycled newspapers, too.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't have to recycle plastic bottles because everything came in glass.
Yeah, yeah.
And we paid a nickel mm-hmm. deposit, and we took it back and got our nickel back,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, if you want to recycle, let's make them go back to glass bottles that are reusable time
mm-hmm.
and time and time and time again. There's lots of ways we used to do this that were much better than the system we have now.
Right, right. I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey
today up in Cedar,
mm-hmm.
I had a county road grader on my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
On the 2nd of May, I knew that they were going to make a belt route around the city.
Mm-hmm.
and I went to the council meeting, but nothing was carved in stone.
Right.
But apparently I've got a grader on my front yard. They're going to do something, I think.
Okay, thanks. Well, thanks for that. I don't know about you, but I don't like it when I hear county commissioners giving excuses for the things they do because they didn't get the vote they want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I don't like paying for a recycling program that's absolutely asinine, that has failed, and where we've been lied to because everything's been sent to the landfill anyway. By the way, in every recycle program, at least 25% of the stuff is already sent to the landfill. They probably didn't tell you that, but that's the truth. In our case, all of it was sent there. So where's our money back? Where's those checks? I mean, they have millions in the hopper, apparently, because... they have millions for new buildings and projects and anything they can dream of to their heart's content. I don't know about you, but I'd actually like to see somebody that understood the Constitution and understood that government doesn't have the authority to do the things they're doing. I would like somebody like that in office. If you understand the Constitution and you have the courage to stand in a room with a bunch of other city council people or as a mayor or as a county commissioner, please run for office. Please, please, please run for office. We need you desperately, especially here, because this good old boys club is everybody does in unison and nobody ever has anything contrary to say. And that means that you're not being represented at all. Nothing. Zippo. In fact, they don't even care to come out and even point it out to you. In fact, you didn't go along with the vote, citizen. We just roughshod right over you. And if that doesn't tick off people, I don't really know what will. So I'm really hoping that that we actually remove everyone from office. They don't need to be there. We have too many relationships of people that own businesses, land dealings. We have all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of shenanigans going on. And we should never stand for that or allow it, ever. I don't know why we are. Because they're nice? I can find you a nice person that likes the Constitution.
This time it was 0.25%. What are you going to do when it's 10% without your permission?
Yep. Great point. Be right back on the national show. We'll take your calls. Thanks for keeping the local calls local. And as we hit the national show, if you have comments on what we're talking about nationally, then please join in. We invite you. Be right back.